Hi, Vince.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Guest House Live, live from Roadhouse Inn, Levittown, PA, 2200 New Falls Road, Levittown, PA. Every single Thursday night, bring some live original music to the area in the form of an interview, an acoustic set, and then it's always followed by either another band or maybe a little open jam at the end, a little bit of improv. I don't know. It's always a fun time, I promise you. You should definitely come down. It's a free night and always some great talent. Just like tonight. Tonight's talent is Zero, our good friend Zero. Hello, gentlemen.
Talent. I like that.
Talent. You like that. How's it going, guys?
Hey, man. Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a little while. Well, I mean, I did, but not on air.
Well, you've been busy making babies and stuff like that, so, you know, it's, you know.
Yeah, that definitely happened. That happened.
No, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah. What's been new?
What is new?
We're writing. Definitely writing.
Okay.
Recording,
writing. We have about... four songs, I think, at various stages of completion.
Yeah, we the creative juices are finally flowing. We were for a while. We took a little bit of a hiatus, right?
Yeah, but, that's good work.
But stuff is really moving forward now. So we're getting ready for like our third, I guess, if you want to call it, our third album or CD
release.
Or whatever you call the release these days.
Third release.
Wow.
It'll be the first with this guy, Vince Levecki.
That's right.
Okay. Vince the drummer.
Yeah.
Greg on bass and Chris. Frontman guitar. Well, instead of talking about music, I thought maybe instead we would just talk about an impending snowstorm the entire 10 minutes that we have here.
I think that's good.
What do you think?
I mean, are you prepared, you think, or not? I went out and got another shovel tonight. I got a pusher shovel tonight.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I was really excited. Everything was sold out already. I was amazed.
Some extra toilet paper.
Let's guess inches. Just for the next 10
minutes. Well,
never mind.
It's going to be a much different total, if you ask.
All right, better go back to music. So I know last time I spoke to you guys, kind of off air, you were doing a lot more shows down in the Atlantic City area. You guys seem to have a lot of success down in that way.
Yeah, it's kind of our crowd right now, but, you know, no, we do a lot of things down in Atlantic City. It's kind of for the kind of music we're doing lately. It's kind of a very supportive crowd. It's kind of a tribal crowd. It's like our tribe, you know?
That's a good word, yeah. Tribal.
I would have to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Things are kind of shutting down there, though. You know, the clubs are shutting down a little bit, and we're kind of moving, I think, in the new year. Probably more back down to Philly here for a little bit.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
We're going to probably look to play Philadelphia more.
Yeah.
It's kind of pissing out. We're in between, so we got a good opportunity in South Jersey to jump back and forth. We do have something coming up at the Boneyard in March. There'll be information out about that. But, yeah, we go where we can play, you know.
Yeah. Whoever will have us, we're playing there.
Well, you guys started to like kind of get regularly into Dobbs right before it closed down, weren't you? I noticed you guys were playing there quite a bit. I mean, you played with our open jams and I think one of our showcases or something like that, and then it shut down.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole thing about Philadelphia. You never know where the scene's going to go, right? So, you know, you pick one place. Dobbs was cool for a while. Definitely, we're really supportive of that, and it's a shame. You know, things are shifting a little bit, obviously. We're hoping we just played like open mic at Connie Rickrack's a couple weeks ago, right?
You know, obviously you're very involved also with Connie's, but you know, it's a great spot to be. You know, it seems like that's where everything's kind of being like a hub now.
Yeah,
stuff.
I was really surprised that you haven't really played Connie's yet. So we're definitely going to have to get you in on a first Friday soon for sure.
That's next on the radar screen, I think. Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Any kind of time frame with the new releases? Are you going to do them as singles or try and put an EP or a full length out? Like any kind of talk on that yet?
Well, we're going to actually preview a couple of our new songs tonight on acoustic, which is kind of odd because it's probably going to be a little bit of a stretch to do it on acoustic, but.
What do you mean? Like, it's going to be heavier?
It's more of like we're kind of doing. We have some really cool, like, softer stuff, kind of more mellower stuff, and then we have a new song which is called Skulker, and that's more of like a, I would say probably like a stoner rock kind of proggy type of sound.
Okay.
And so it kind of moves around the fretboard a lot, you know. And I think we're going to give it a good run for its money tonight on acoustic.
Yeah, that's cool.
Acoustic's tough, but we'll give it a go.
Well, you guys, yeah, you guys are kind of opposite of acoustic, really.
We are. We're very much a plugged in.
But, you know, we've learned to embrace it pretty well these days.
Yeah, I think
it's fun. You know, it's really fun.
You've done it on like, in studio at least once, maybe twice. Are those the only times you guys have ever messed with acoustic, with Gas House stuff?
Probably, yeah, as far as live. Yes, this is kind of a new territory.
Last time we were here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then before that was in studio. I can't remember if you were with them or not.
Adam Glenn was still with us.
That's right.
I don't know. We've been doing a number of acoustic gigs lately, trying to figure out what we're doing. Yeah. We've gotten more acoustic centric, you know. So I think, you know, what we're going to do is we have a couple of new songs. We have like two songs immediately going to be released probably in the next week or two, probably. Going to finish, I'd say probably within this month, right?
Yeah, I think we're pretty much.
Yeah, and then we have about four other ones that are in a kitty, which are probably going to be rolling out within a month or two.
Okay.
And we're trying to get enough, you know, like, you know, I guess a... get kind of like a disc going, you know. If not, you know, I think you know, these days it's pretty much you send it out as it goes, as you progress, gets finished, right?
Seems to be the way to do it.
Yep.
And you make the decision then to kind of put
with
it all
the
together,
storm this weekend,
know.
We should get some, you know, completed.
Get some
weekend.
Recording time there.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, lastly, there's been a really weird amount of deaths in music.
Wow.
So. Just in general, and I'm not going to go over all of them, but which one kind of affects Zero the most, or which one was the most influential that kind of went? We're talking about Scott Weiland, Stone Temple Pilots, the Eagles guy, David Bowie. I'm missing one.
I saw Scott when he was at the Tower, and I'll tell you, what a show, man.
That Lemmy.
And Lemmy, yeah.
So you saw
Lemmy.
Scott Weiland solo or Stone Temple Pilots?
He was solo. No, not with Stone Temple Pilots. He was solo. But his band was phenomenal. They were great.
I think for me personally, it was probably Bowie was the most.
Yeah.
I think Bowie. We're actually going to do a tribute Bowie song tonight. We do a Bowie's tune, and we do a cover song of. So we're going to do it tonight in tribute. I think Bowie probably. You know, Bowie's pretty influential, and he kind of really set the tone for like the whole prog thing, and you know,
and
experimental art rock. You know,
totally. And that's kind of, you know, that's the one thing we kind of all three of us share. I think that
I think it was
that
one of
kind
the first
of
songs we played together.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Very cool. So. We're in store for a little Bowie tribute, some new Zero stuff, some old Zero stuff, I imagine.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, well, Zero Music, and that's Z-E-R and the number Zero, music.com, correct?
Right.
Same thing on Facebook.
Sounds good.
For new updates, new releases, new shows. You said you got a one in Boneyard, at the Boneyard in March down in Atlantic
March
City.
12th. We're going to put some info out about that, but that's going to be a good time.
And then probably a Connie's Rick Rack show soon
as well. Hopefully, yeah.
Very cool.
Connie's Rick Rack soon, coming to a theater near you.
All right. Well, yes, definitely stay with us. We'll do like a 5-10 minute break, and then we'll come back. We'll have some live Zero acoustic. Plus, we have Ted from Ego Aliens going to be playing. Possibly Tyler. I saw Tyler, formerly of Could Have Been Kings, stop by. Carl from Magnums and Birds of Prey is here. So you never know what's going to happen at
love
the end of
guys.
These nights.
Good friends of ours. Love Birds of Prey, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Good crowd here at Roadhouse Inn every Thursday night. And speaking of Roadhouse Inn, one more thing I want to mention. I'll mention it a couple times too, but Super Bowl, if you're looking for something to do. They're having a wing eating contest at halftime. $10 to enter, and there's a cash prize. And not only that, but it's like kind of all you can eat wings for $10. So you might as well enter. I mean, not really. I think there's a way they're doing it, but still, it's going to be a good time. So keep Roadhouse Inn in mind for Super Bowl. All right, give us a couple minutes. We're gonna come back. We'll have some live acoustic stuff. Thanks, guys.
the cards, yeah. A chalk white face, a purple suit, and shiny wingtips, yeah. A Glasgow smile and a Cuban cigar now. Said, I see your raging ambition, and I'll raise your sedition. Who says you can't have a little bit of fun? I said, I'm calling all in, so may the best hand to win. Said, summer's over long before it began. See, sunny, you gotta learn to play a bit dirty. Straight shooting only makes it easier for me to win it. Deep down, you must know the tables are turned. Now on, yeah. Said, I'll see your optimism and I'll raise your religion. See, every good idea just goes wrong now. This game goes much deeper than the dealing. Bad beats are fairy tales designed to keep you playing. Deep down, you must know you don't ever change.
This is Heather.
This is Jeff.
From Heather Heather. And we're listening to Gas House Radio.
Once again, thank you for coming out every Thursday night here at Roadhouse Inn's Guest House Radio Night at Roadhouse Inn. And we have live original music from all over the place, mostly Philadelphia, but really all over the world we've had through here. And before I get started, I do want to mention, keep Roadhouse in mind for this Saturday night. It'd be nice to be snowed in at a bar, I think. I think that would be a good option for a snow day. Super Bowl. There's going to be a wing eating contest halftime at Super Bowl. I believe it's $10 to enter. There's a cash prize. Sounds awesome.
Roadhouse
so, there's
ball.
More information on the door right there. Or ask your bartenders or server, I'm sure. All right, tonight, please help me welcome from New Jersey a band called Zero.
All right.
Hey, Roadhouse. Hey, thanks for Guest House having us tonight.
Play some Savin.
All right, we're going to do a couple. We're going to do mostly our own songs, but we're going to throw a couple covers in there. Have fun. This is our newest song. This is called Flotsam.
Thank you. Hey, thanks, guys. Hey.
Get more. Get the vocals up a teeny bit, maybe?
Yeah, just a little bit. Thank you, my friend. All right, so let's get it rocking a little bit more. As much as you can do in acoustic, right?
See when we become these all breathe in your tongue. You can't take it, you must fake it, you can't steal it. The world is bleeding in the Miss, she keeps a time machine burning tracks, making quite the scene. Would you trade it when all forsake it? Would you steal it, holding a feeling? Hey, hey, hey!
Acoustic, but thanks, man. way too kind. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Right on.
A lot of people, a lot of good musicians died in 2016 already, right? First month. We thought we'd do a tribute to Bowie, do a song. So why don't we just do it? I'm an alligator. I'm a mama papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. Be a rocket moon bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Poking like a meatball. And I'm burning out my brains for the way. Take it, baby. Lay the real thing on me. Should you matter? Such a lonely place to see. Baby, baby. Make me know you really care. Make me jump into the
Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Learn that one for next time, all right?
Space Odyssey, Space Odyssey next time, maybe. So we'll get it rocking. Okay, this is one of our own songs. This is called 5,000 Miles.
Right over there, Bubba.
Get rip on your dreams. Bed of roses lies up beneath your feet. Treading lightly, not to walk a tree. I have come to visit your shrine. Set your shrine aflame. Miles. It's a long way to go, isn't it? To come to the Guest House Radio. All right, so we're going to try our newest song. Really shouldn't be done on acoustic, but we're going to do it anyway because we're here.
Yeah.
And this song is called The Skulker. The Skulker. Le presento a mi amigo, Vince Levecchi.
Hello. Hola.
Go ahead, man.
All right. We already said we're doing it, right? I don't know if it lends itself to
acoustic. We'll find out.
Yeah. I don't know if I can play.
Sorry for the dead art.
Psychedelic, wasn't it? Heavy duty. That was groovy psychedelic. Want to do a cover song? All right, we're going to do a cover song. Why don't we have some fun here? You know, we're all family, right? How about a
about a Cage the Elephant song? Yeah. Do a Cage the Elephant? Do okay? Yeah. No? Yay? No? Move on?
Sure.
So we're gonna go
do a couple songs from the old days. Back from when we first started playing. This next song is called Mondo Highway. Killer.
Killer, 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 killer.
Yeah.
Killer, 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 killer.
Self-respect, nowhere I found. He must have walked off losing my rods on this. I'm losing some rods over here.
Let's get a slither, why don't we?
Do it.
I feel like that. Okay. Well, we're going to do another. Thank you, guys. We're going to do another cover. Another fallen leader of the 2016 genre. This one's a tribute to our front man of Velvet Revolver and to
Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots. This is Slither.
Thank you.
can't believe how hard it is to do an acoustic. We tried to do it. Okay. Thank you, guys. Two more songs. Two more. Okay.
We're taking a break?
We're gonna do a real quick equipment change here. You guys are, we appreciate you guys hanging out tonight, you know? Getting ready for that big snowstorm 2016 coming. Doom and gloom. Hope you have your pusher shovels and your snow blowers. We have ours. All right. Thank you. got one more song we're going to get out of you here tonight. We appreciate you hanging out. We are the band Zero. Give it up for Gas House Radio for giving quality music every Thursday. Hanging out. Dustin on the Mean Mixer. We're going to try our most aggressive song on acoustic. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah, it's a little difficult. It's not the
this
same.
Is called the Here and After.
Let's
see, hold there. Okay. Try this?
Yeah, I guess. I don't
know.
Yeah. All right.
could do on Kuzik. That's a very heavy song. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for having us tonight. We really appreciate it. We had fun.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Zero. All right. Just stick around. We got a couple more guests to come up. Just give us a few minutes.